Do the birthday scam. We're going to call a guy who was working on his car or truck, and he left an oily rag. And it caught fire, oddly enough, as he's driving down the road. The fire department had to come out.
But he didn't need them. You know, he left actually before they got there.
It went out by itself. But we're going to call and say now, since he called them out there, we got to charge him for that because...
Yeah, he never used the service. And...
Terrible waste of taxpayers' money.
This is Greg.
Hi, this is Robert with the city of... I'm in the auditing department. How are you today?
Yeah, doing fine.
You had a roadside problem. And apparently, the fire department was called in.
Yeah, it's what? Kind of my fault. I did a transmission change to fluid.
Uh-huh.
And I left a rag, and it just kind of caught fire.
Were you there when the fire department arrived?
Yes, sir.
And yes. But they weren't needed, apparently?
No, we'd already had the fire put out. Yeah, we left.
That's what I thought, and this is the reason I'm calling, is the city, because there have been so many types of these calls coming in.
Yeah.
And some aren't very serious at all, really, as is the case here.
Yeah.
The city has begun a policy of billing for fire department calls, and there is a $500 fee. We need to assess you that fine, and that's why I'm calling today.
You're going to charge me $500?
And I think you can understand why. I mean, everyone calls the fire department now if, a kid falls off a bike or a cat's caught in a tree. And here, I mean, you phoned them and you didn't really even need them, and they had to come all the way out. It's time and money.
Yeah, and my tax dollars are paying for that.
Your tax dollars go to that, but they go to a lot of things.
You know, if I'm paying tax dollars, I would think, I should be able to use these people to help me.
Just because you pay taxes doesn't give you the right to call them for any little frivolous thing. I mean, here's a case you didn't even really need them. You had this little fire that was your fault.
Yeah, now that it could have been worse. You see what I'm saying? It could have been near a gas line.
What if a house was on fire at the very same time you made your frivolous call?
We've got like two fire stations.
And maybe you could have been just a little more careful and not left a rag under, by your transmission.
Yeah. Well, hindsight's 2022, I guess. Yeah, I probably should have double-checked and.
That was kind of a bonehead move.
You're calling me a bonehead now, huh?
Well, you did it.
What is your name again?
Steve Phillips. I'm in the auditing department.
I'm going to talk to the city about you.
What are you going to tell them?
Don't worry about what I'm going to tell them.
What are you going to tell them? That I'm a moron and I put a rag by my transmission and called the fire department for no good reason? Is that what you're going to tell them?
Now, buddy.
I called the fire department just on a whim.
See, you got a problem.
I lit my truck on fire, called the fire department.
You got a problem.
I think that you need to come down to my office.
Sure, where is your office?
Bring a check for $500.
I don't think so.
Well, then bring your fists and prepare to fight.
I've been set up here.
You're going to come out of work and your truck's going to be on fire. And the fire department will not come when you call.
Good.
I am ordering them not to respond to any more requests from you. Greg?
Sir?
Did you just have a birthday?
Oh, God, I knew this was happening.
It's the birthday.
I knew this was happening.
It's the birthday scam. Dean and Raj calling.
Who did this, my wife?
No, your friend Gary.
Y'all are bad. Y'all are real bad.